tomorrow being Yom Tov, immediately afterwards being Shabbos, it's going to be necessary before the onset of Yom Tov tomorrow to make an Erev Tavshilin. And in the packet, the schedule, we have the bracha, as well as in the art scroll, it also has an Aramaic, a decoration that said after the bracha. So just want to share with you, first of all, two paragraphs found in English on page 655 in the art scroll, and then a couple other laws pertaining to Erev Tavshilin. It says, the biblical prohibition against the performance of labor on the festivals, Yom Tov, does not apply to preparation of food. We know on Shabbos one cannot cook, Yom Tov we can. Although it's forbidden to perform work on Yom Tov in preparation for a weekday, food preparation for the next day would be permitted by scriptural law. So you can really technically, by the Torah, prepare one day for the next. And the reason is, in the event guests were to come unexpectedly on Yom Tov, the food would be used for them. Thus, the preparation could be considered for the festival use. So you're making, on Yom Tov, it's possible people can come and you want to give them food for that day, and if, so they're not going to come, so then you would use it for Shabbos. So that really is technically acceptable. However, the rabbis forbade such preparation for another day as is demeaning to the Yom Tov, that you're busy preparing on Yom Tov for another day. And therefore, the next paragraph says, since the prohibition is of rabbinic origin, the sages instituted the following device to permit preparation of food for the Shabbos if a festival falls on a Friday, which is our situation. The Shabbos food preparation must begin before Yom Tov begins. Then the Chazal permit the preparation to be continued on Friday. Thus, on the day before Yom Tov, one takes a challah or matzah along with another cooked food, such as, he says in parentheses, fish, meat, or an egg. These foods are held while the blessing and the decoration are recited, and are then set aside to be eaten on Shabbos. This is known as the Erev Tavshilin, which means the mingling of cooked foods. Since these foods become part of the Shabbos food, its preparation has already begun and may be continued on Friday. So that's really the opinion of the Ravid that explains that that's why it's called Erev Tavshilin, because it's a mixture of the food for Shabbos from the preceding Yom Tov. The Rambam uses a different explanation based on the other terms of Erev, Erev Chatzeros, Erev Mavos, which allow us to carry on Shabbos. If a person has an Erev, as he uses, has to do with Erev Shabbos. That has to be prepared before Shabbos. So too, the Erev Tavshilin, the word Erev, according to the Rambam, is an idea that it has to be prepared before Yom Tov. So that's another explanation. Now, exactly how much needs to be prepared, so we did see this in the art scroll. The Mishnah in Beah tells us it's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you need shnei tavshilin, two dishes, and Beis Hillel requires only a tavshil echad, one dish. And it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simin Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Beis that Erev Zeh Osin Oso Bepas V'tavshil. He says that one should use, as we mentioned, bread or possibly matzah, as well as a cooked item. The im lo asu el tavshil levad mutar. If a person, instead of having both a cooked and a baked item, only has a cooked item, then you have fulfilled your obligation. The Shulchan Aruch furthermore tells us that this tavshil has to be at least the amount of the volume of a kezias. Another point which is worthwhile bringing out is in the event that a person does not make an erev, you forgot to make the erev. So the Gemara in Beah tells us the story of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. He says, and he said the following declaration: Mishal Haniach Eruvi Tavshilin Yavo V'Yismach Al Shali. He says that anyone who did not make in my community an Erev Tavshilin, you can rely on mine. And therefore, it's a concept that the Morad Ator, or someone in the community, should make the Erev Tavshilin not only for themselves, but also have in mind those who did not make the Erev Tavshilin. So does that mean maybe I'm off the hook? I don't have to make an Erev Tavshilin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that really this is only a bidyeved situation. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mitzvah al kol adam la'arev, a person, every person has to make an Erev Tavshilin. Mitzvah al kol Gadol Ha'ir La'arim Al Kol B'nei Iro. It's the mitzvah of someone in that community, the Gadol Ha'ir, to have in mind for all the people in that city. Kedei She'yismuch Alav, so that they can rely on him and listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Who can rely on him? Misha Shachach, if you just forgot. And then it's something which is beyond your control to have made the Arab. Oshaniach Arab Ba'avad. It's possible you had the Arab, but let's say your dog ate it or whatnot. Well, Misha Eshel Arab, it says that if a person could have made the Arab Tashilin, well, Arab, and you didn't do it, El Sharutz Lismach Arube Shel Gadol Ir, you're relying on the person in the community to have done it on your behalf, Nikra Poishea Ben Yoitzebo. The language is very harsh, calling this person a Poishea, someone who is sinful and negligent in his action, and that he will not have fulfilled his obligation through him. The last point I would like to make is found in the Eish L'Avraham. There's obviously much more to discuss, but just one more thought. He says regarding if you have many people in a home, how many times or how many Eruvi Tavshilin need to be made? So the Eish L'Avraham says that Odos Erev Tavshilin Haminik Poshut, it's very simple that this is the custom, Shabal Habayis Arev, that the owner of the house, the leader of the home, makes the Erev Tavshilin, and everyone else fulfills their obligation through it. Kol b'nei beiso, everyone in their house, and he says it doesn't matter if you have married children that are there, sons, daughters, everyone in Balehen, the spouse as well. However, he brings down the bottom that there's an exception to this rule. Acharmi balibatim hadorim b'vayisecha. Let's say, for example, a person's in a hotel and you have to bring your own food to this place, and therefore, even though he says, Gam im dorim becheder echad, we're all in one cafeteria. However, kivon shekol echad nizo mishlo bechniatzma, we're all bringing our own food near the sarachlios eruvitashil nochal echad echad bechniatzma. In that situation, since really, even though we're all together under one roof, but we're separated in that our food is all ours individually, therefore a person would have to make their own Erev Tashil.